This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. All you have to do is dial toll free. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have also the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, that's the way to do it. Of course, we have the old phone lines, too, but you can get on Discord. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, well, we do have our usual once-a-month Tuesday night special guests around, but only one of them is in the studio. Steven, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. And Derek J. went on, and so rude of him, on a last-minute hunting expedition.
Rude to the deer, you mean?
Yes. Rude to the deer.
A deer decided
to be suddenly in the road.
On Derek's way to the studio. The two of you actually were driving separately today because you actually arrived earlier to do some other things in Keene. And so he was alone, and luckily he's okay. Car, not so much. It's not totaled. He drove it the rest of the way here, I think, so...
This week I'm taking a keen vacation.
It's so cool. We definitely should talk about what's going on because there's some exciting news about what's happening with AnyPay that I didn't even know about on Saturday when I last saw you, so we can get into that coming up here. And Derek will be joining us. He's just got to talk to the car insurance company first before he can come in. So we'll hear from him in a little bit. If you want to join us again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up tonight, Tulsi Gabbard is stirring it up. I don't like talking about politicians that much, but I got to hand it to this lady. She's definitely got the establishment upset. They're not happy with her, and they're trying to tie her into Donald Trump. They're trying to tie her into the Russians now. They're doing everything they can to try to make this lady look bad.
Whoa, then maybe she has a shot.
They certainly seem to be acting like they're very concerned with her.
Russians are their biggest weapon, they think.
Right. So that can be later on here tonight. But let's start with some interesting cryptocurrency-related news. Here's a big one, and this is related to something that Mark has brought up in the past on Free Talk Live, the idea that with 21 million bitcoins being the maximum number of bitcoins that will be mined into the future, right now it just crossed, I believe, 18 million, so just crossed that threshold within the last couple weeks. And 21 million would be the maximum. Of course, longtime listeners probably remember that Bitcoin has this formula that results in the number of Bitcoins that are mined every, what they call, block. So roughly every 10 minutes there's a new block that gets mined. And these blocks are the way that the transactions are stored on the blockchain, which is the decentralized distributed ledger, public ledger, that is sort of the guts the thing that makes Bitcoin, one of the things that makes Bitcoin pretty spectacular and unique, and at least when it came out, new to the world. So there's 21 million. That will be the maximum number. And Mark had suggested before that that would be like, it wouldn't even be enough for all the millionaires in the world to have one Bitcoin. And now it's going to be even harder for those millionaires to get one whole Bitcoin because according to Bein Crypto, or B-E-I-N, BeinCrypto.com, Vignesh Sivasundar writing, the number of millionaires has risen. So there's more millionaires now. Of course, a lot of that's because of inflation of the money supply. It's easier to have more millionaires when the dollar, for instance, isn't worth as much as it once was. But it has risen in the last year by 1.1 million, meaning the total worldwide, according to wherever this is, Credit Suisse Group AG, their global wealth report, is now 46.8 million millionaires.
Well, this is a fallacy. And it's
which part?
The whole concept that the number of millionaires in Bitcoin can change. I think you have to start thinking that the dollar price doesn't matter. And really, what is a millionaire in the Bitcoin world? Mm-hmm. And that's probably someone who has one Bitcoin.
Not yet, right? But maybe eventually that'll... Because right now, one Bitcoin will only buy you about $8,000 worth of products, right? Because the current price of a Bitcoin is around $8,000.
Yeah, but if you just keep it, then you will be, at one point, you'll be what we consider today a millionaire, probably.
Likely, that's probably true, given what the government does to its money supply. Meaning that the government, not just the U.S. government, but Venezuelan government, the...
Okay, well, in this case, I think in Bitcoin, you need 21 Bitcoins. And then you can be a millionaire.
Why did you just change it from 1 to 21?
Well, because that's 1 in 1 million.
Oh, I see what you're... Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. And that's a relatively lofty goal. I mean, to be able to get 21 Bitcoins at this point is pretty difficult.
Depends on if you choose the right Bitcoin.
Oh, right, you're suggesting that maybe the original Bitcoin, BTC, is not going to be the top Bitcoin someday in the future. Is that what you mean by
that?
We're
talking about, future values.
Will it be Bitcoin SV? Will it be Bitcoin Cash? Will it be something we haven't seen yet?
Some new fork that best maximizes the value of Bitcoin?
Yeah, who knows? Or something that has nothing to do with Bitcoin. Maybe it didn't even fork from Bitcoin, like Monero or IOTA or one of these other technologies that's out there. So there's a lot of exciting potential for this. But just looking at the raw numbers of 46.8 million millionaires in the world, well, that's more than twice 21, right? Because 21 million Bitcoins. So there's not even barely half a Bitcoin. If every millionaire in the world today was able to acquire half a Bitcoin, or it's actually not even possible for them to acquire half a Bitcoin. They could come close, but not quite. So
no, and plus if they all started buying Bitcoins, the amount that they could purchase would go down rapidly.
Significantly.
Yeah.
Right. So now, I mean, it hasn't caught on, maybe. I mean, we don't know what percentage of millionaires actually already has a fraction of or a portion or a whole Bitcoin. That's not what this study is showing. But presuming that millionaires like to collect valuable things, this millionaire likes his boat, this millionaire likes his mansion. You know, millionaires like to have things. A lot of them do, I presume. If they want to collect a valuable digital asset, the first cryptocurrency, Bitcoin BTC, then it's going to get harder than ever for them to accomplish that, which means that anybody that's holding on to a Bitcoin, a whole Bitcoin, well, you've just deprived two halves of a Bitcoin to two millionaires. They can't get it because you have it. And can you get a half of a Bitcoin? Yeah, I would say that's still an attainable goal for most people. If you really save... You know, I don't know what you make, obviously, but if you put enough away, eventually you could possibly get to a half or a whole Bitcoin, at least at this point. Now, obviously, we're hoping that the price of these things goes up over time, and generally it has.
Well, I'm hoping, I don't care if the price goes up, I'm hoping that the usefulness of it goes up.
Yeah, for sure.
And,
well,
and
that'll usually drive the price up.
Yeah. I mean, you think because of the fixed supply, but what's most important to me in my business is... connecting the most people possible and allowing people to share as much energy as possible with other people in the world as quickly and easily as possible.
Yeah, we should talk more about that idea, the idea that money is just a representation of people's energy. It's just one way to transfer not just value but the energy of another human being from one to another. Do you agree with that?
Not only that, but... the energy is being transferred from not necessarily just from me to you. For instance, if I'm transferring you money or energy, but also it depends on how energized you already are.
Mm-hmm.
If you give money to someone who doesn't have energy, who isn't, then the money will basically disappear. It will go away. The energy will dissipate into the environment and be destroyed.
Because they're going to spend it, or they're not going to know what to do with it?
They won't know what to do with it. So, mm-hmm.
The new rich, the lottery winners that are sort of known for blowing all of their winnings and then having nothing later, is that what you're referring to?
It's really simple. What is the multiplier you're going to have every year on the energy that you receive? And we want to get energy to people who can multiply that energy the most.
More coming up here in moments. If you want to jump into the conversation, we're talking about cryptocurrency, and there's a little bit more here where you can join us as well. It's 855-450-FREE. An update coming up on Facebook's plans for creating their own so-called cryptocurrency. That's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're starting out by talking about cryptocurrency, specifically in this case, Bitcoin, and how now with 46.8 million millionaires in the world, according to Credit Suisse Group AG's latest global wealth report, that means there's now not even half a Bitcoin. If every single millionaire wanted to get themselves half a Bitcoin, they couldn't do it because there's just not enough, there's not going to be enough. 21 million Bitcoins.
What are they thinking, not having Bitcoins already?
I know.
Maybe they do already.
How could that be? They couldn't possibly have.
I guess they couldn't.
Now, that's a good question, is how many of these millionaires actually do have Bitcoin? What percentage of the 46.8 million billionaires, actually have any Bitcoin whatsoever? I'd be curious to find that out. How far behind the ball are these guys?
My guess is 5 to 20%.
You think? Could be. Could be. I've definitely read that younger people are more interested in cryptocurrency. I find that some older folks actually are, too, because I sell Bitcoin online, and a lot of my clients are older folks.
Older folks have the money.
They've got
right.
the money.
I mean, there's
right.
plenty of young people who have, like, $10 worth of Bitcoin that they got just to gamble with
right.
or something. They think it's cool, but... Who's got half a Bitcoin? Probably the adults.
Yeah.
Probably the older folks.
Well, plus, they're also old enough to know that the government has been debasing the money supply, right? If you're 18,
they've
you
seen
may
it.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah,
they felt it.
Yeah, they're like, man, I think the prices of things have doubled since I was born. That was 89.
Mm-hmm.
So if like, we've got a doubling in my lifetime.
Imagine
if you're,
man,
50,
if you're 70,
60,
yeah.
It's too bad for people who have to feel the effects of inflation over time because it takes decades. Like, some people are fortunate enough, like me, to learn about it from, mm-hmm. like, books and things on history. But, man, half of your money gone when you thought it wasn't, and then you thought you were getting this, like, rate of return. But it wasn't.
But it's actually you're behind the ball.
I wonder if the escalation has been faster in more recent times. Like, does it go up like a hockey stick where people talk about how they used to be able to fill up their gas tank with like a quarter or something, but that quarter...
Back when it was a silver quarter.
Yeah, when it was a silver quarter.
Well, the new money flows not just throughout the economy evenly. It flows into certain sectors that are like where the new money goes. Or like, especially the parts that have the most debt, that's where the most money is going. So, like, student costs have gone up the most,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's all based on debt. And also medicine because of
government
the
regulations
debt based on Medicare.
Mm. And more. I mean, there's tremendous government regulation that drives up artificially the cost of doing anything with medical stuff.
But there are lots of other things that aren't debt-based, like bread, that they've only gone up according to, like, the price index, which is rather low.
People bread's gone up quite a bit.
Well, yeah, but compared with other things, like, bread is usually not a debt like finance thing.
We can continue the discussion. We've actually got some callers on the line. We're going to go to that. But I also want to let you know that if you'd like to learn how the ultra wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax free and have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to completely tax free with the blessing of the IRS and know it's not a Roth, you can visit dna.freetalklive.com for an invitation to a free webinar that's actually happening tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time over at dna.freetalklive.com with Fortune DNA. They say that you can invest into anything you want, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back in your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. You can join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that's no longer exclusive. Just visit dna.freetalklive.com for more information and your invitation to the free webinar, which starts in like half an hour, 8 p.m. Eastern time over at dna.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ernie Hancock. He's on the line in Massachusetts. Ernie,
oh.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hi, Stephen. I'm sorry to interrupt. I really want to hear, you know, Stephen's take on all this stuff. I just thought you'd be interested. I missed my flight this afternoon going back to Phoenix at Manchester.
Oh, no. What happened?
I go in, there's like they only have two lines going. It's all filled up. But I was there more than enough time ahead, probably an hour ahead. Bob drops me off, and there's a machine gun there. There's a guy standing from the whatever local police they have there, and he had a machine gun standing by the checker. So I wasn't feeling that great to begin with, and I always opt out. And on my laptop, it says, I'm sorry?
I said, me too. I always opt out.
So I, on my laptop, I have that sticker that says, yes, I'm that libertarian. So that always tells them why. So I first thing they say, well, you know, it's not radiation. And I go, look, man, I don't want to get into it. I'll tell you the whole story if you want. Just I'm opting out. So we go in. We go through the whole opt out. And they go through my bag. And but my Comrex, I have in that. A black case, all the wiring.
That's
they didn't
a
go
transmitting.
That.
That's for listeners that don't know. Your Comrex is your remote transmitting unit that allows you to do remote broadcast live from location. For those that don't know, Ernie is a talk show host who hosts a show called Declare Your Independence, and you've been visiting out this way for a little while. Did you say this was Boston Airport or Manchester? I missed that.
It's Manchester. So Manchester. I purposely did two things on this trip. One, I wanted to go out of Manchester, and two, had to be Southwest Airlines. They're the only ones that don't piss me off.
Okay.
So, we go in, they're doing all their pat down and testicle squeeze and everything. And, they find in my bag two pens. One is called, it was a, just, both of them were gifts from listeners. And, one is called a CRKT. And, the other one is almost identical. I sent you pictures of them, on your Telegram. Now, one of them, they say, oh, this is a martial art pen that you can't take this.
And I'm, pen? I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. Are you saying pen like a writing implement?
Yes.
Okay.
So they said it was the CRKT was a tactical martial art pen. It's just a heavy-duty aluminum pen, a screw top. It's a pen.
Okay.
The other one is almost identical. Same dimensions, everything, but it's just, a, I don't know, another brand. It was from Vector Launch Systems. I really like it. Aluminum, you know, sturdy, same thing. So I'm going, what? So then I have to go back. They want to take it, or I can go mail it to myself. Mm-hmm. I go mail it to myself. While I'm doing that, I have to go back through the line. They're calling my name.
Where do you go to mail it to yourself? Is there like a post office in the airport or something?
You go to the little general store that's right before you get into the TSA line. And they have stamps in an envelope. Then you got to go back to the front door where you go into the airport and have a little mail slot in there that you put it into. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm finding all this out, too. So I do that. I get back. And then you know, I'm going to miss my plane. The people let me get up front. I go in. I go through. Opt out again. They took my hard case that has all my remote broadcast equipment.
Hold that thought, Ernie. Hold that thought. I know you're fired up. You want to tell the story. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. All kinds of stealing going on at gunpoint, machine guns. This is a scary, intimidating situation. You've got men with guns. You don't know what they're going to do at any moment. They could target you. They could throw you in a jail cell if they want to. We'll find out what else happened to Ernie Hancock in the airport. He's stuck now. He missed his flight. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old boy was shot and wounded Tuesday near a high school in Santa Rosa, California. Authorities say the suspect was safely removed from campus and taken into custody. Santa Rosa Police Captain John Cregan says officials believe this was an isolated incident.
There's no evidence to show that there was a threat to the other students on the campus. There was no evidence to suggest that there was plans for any further acts of violence. This appeared to be an impromptu incident that followed a verbal altercation fronting the school.
U.S. troops exiting Syria through Iraq will eventually make their way home. That's according to the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper provided the update Tuesday after a statement from the Iraqi military said that the U.S. troops do not have permission to stay in the country. Esper initially said the troops would relocate to western Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
Steven Zeiler.
And good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge, especially with our busy travel and work schedules getting in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. So go online and you can become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer, so go to balanceofnature.com and use code FTL to get that deal. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at balanceofnature.com. We go back to Ernest Hancock, the host of Declare Your Independence, who called us unexpectedly here tonight after being stopped at airport security in Manchester. A man holding a machine gun apparently was menacing you, Ernie, as they pawed through your belongings, pulling out a couple of pens that were made of aluminum that they insisted were somehow weapons. And then they gave you the choice to where they would either confiscate said pens, or you could go leave the security line, go back out, and then send the pens to yourself via postal mail. And that's kind of where you left the story off.
Well, then they took some of his other stuff when he came back through.
Right, yeah. You were just getting to them, like, confiscating your Comrex, which is your radio broadcasting gear. Tell us more about what happened there.
No, one pen they didn't allow, one they did.
One they did.
They're almost identical. One was okay, one wasn't. That was my point. And the thing was, when I had to go back through the line, the machine gun guy wasn't there anymore. You know, he was at the front, you know, next to the where they asked for your passport and your boarding pass. And I'm just, it just really set me off that I've never seen this in Manchester before.
Right.
I think they may be kind of gearing up for practice, so we put your A game on and kind of get steely-eyed because 2020 POTUS cycle is coming up or something. I don't know what they're doing to practice. And, but they had a lot of TSA agents and young guys that are training. And when they were going through it, they're doing the feel-up on me. They had probably four people going through my stuff. So there was a lot of training going on.
Wow.
The young guy, they're instructing him, like, this one's bad, this one's okay. They're going online, they're looking at the website because it has the name badge on the case that it's in. It's a nice little case. It was a nice gift from a listener. So I'm going, you know, what are they doing? And I know the guy, he's bewilderment because they're almost identical, but one was okay and one wasn't. And I'm just like, wow, this is the cognitive dissonance on this kid that wanted to be a TSA guy. I'm sure he's, you know, flipping. So then they said, all right, you got your choice. I got to get going. I'm like, look, man, I'm going to miss my flight here. So which is their point. So I'm going, all right, what do I got to do? Well, the choice I got, you want me to mail it? Okay, I'm mailing. Give me the thing. I'll go do it, deal with it. But then they always, what officers want to do, they want to explain it to you. You know, well, if you were on the website, you would have seen, whoa. Man, I don't even want to hear it, you know?
See, you should have done your research, Ernie. You should have gone and read all the TSA regulations so you should have known what you could and couldn't bring in. It's all your fault.
A pen. No, I've been traveling the country with this thing for like 5 years. I go online to see if it's discontinued. I've had this thing in my bag forever. So I'm going, all right. So I go back through. They let
so
me
basically
through.
Every other TSA agent you've ever gone through has been totally fine with this pen. And
dozens.
Now it gets it's an issue.
Dozens. So what happens is when I go back through, they want to make sure to explain it to me. So as I go through again, they do the whole fill up. Now they got a couple more. There was probably a total of another four at that time again. They go through everything in my backpack. Then on my case that has my recording equipment and microphones and mic cords and mixer and all that stuff, every single item they took out, swabbed, they took probably 15 minutes on that case to make certain I missed my flight.
Wow.
What happened is the head supervisor guy, at one point, he kind of looked over and you could see it was radio recording equipment. And he's like, and I go, I looked at him, I go, yep, I love a good story. Then he totally changes his tune. He wants to give me a TSA card. Oop. I call and customer service, if we do anything wrong. No, I'm absolutely certain that you guys did everything exactly the way you wanted to. Mm. And I'm going, what I wanted to do is I want to tell us a story, and I'm sharing it with you. Thank you, Derek J. and Stephen, for letting me interrupt. And I hope you're okay, Derek. I heard you hit it something. You know, I'm sorry. I hope you're okay.
Yeah.
But the other thing was is that my wife, I'm having her trying to book me a flight, and he runs over to the Southwest and tries to get them to hold it. Now, Bob is an airline pilot here, and he was watching the control system to see my plane take off.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, it was like 10 minutes late leaving. What was going on? It was because they were waiting on me and they couldn't wait anymore. And they left. The TSA guy, head guy was trying to go, oh, well, you know, now they got steak on them now, you know, they don't know what to do. So I just, anyway,
you know,
I'm going to be doing the show tomorrow.
So wait a minute, just to clarify something. So like when you missed your flight, Southwest or the airline didn't automatically reschedule you. You had to how does that work exactly?
When I left to finally get all TSA'd up, they knew what happened because the TSA guy went over there. It was like right there. It was probably, you know, 40 feet away.
Right.
So I walked over there and I just said, look, they have me. And they go, all right, we'll work it out. And I had options, different flights and whatever, so I chose tomorrow afternoon so I could do the show.
Okay, so Southwest took care of you. You got through the TSA, and then Southwest took care of you and got...
Southwest has always taken care of me.
Okay.
I will pay more to be on Southwest just to get the peanuts and them not piss me off.
Wait, they still have peanuts on Southwest?
That's all they got. But yeah.
I did not know you could get peanuts on American flights anymore. I thought because of all the peanut allergy people that they'd cut that out years ago.
You know, I think, I think they still have peanuts. I guess they're giving them a little finger to all that.
All of the people who used to fly Southwest died out from the peanuts. Now they don't complain anymore.
All right,
yeah,
Ernie.
Sorry, before you let me go, I just wanted to know, Derek J., you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah. What a story, Ernie. Thanks for sharing, man.
Hey, thanks for letting me do that. I feel a lot better being able to tell you guys I was pissed.
So wait, does that mean you're going to be, are you going to be live tomorrow morning from Massachusetts, or are you taking the day off?
No, I'm going to live. I had some good rule. I got the John Sneeze in from Wham and Kingsley Edwards on, and Tim Petros is going to do the third hour so I can make my flight. So I didn't want to miss that, so I'll be doing the show.
All right, cool.
Man, that is a really tough situation. You know, for future flyers who anticipate troubles with the TSA, it's never a bad idea to keep an audio recorder going as you're going through, or one or two or three if you got them.
At least a couple if you can.
You know, because then you've got a record of what happened.
The problem is they usually take it from you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
no, they strip you. You know, while they're feeling up your gonads, man, you don't have anything to protect you.
If you run
that, recording devices, I've been through this. I'm sure the Ian's done shows, you know, when it's to the service, the individual being victimized, the camera was off. We got Epstein. I mean,
I'm not blaming you, man. No, but
there's so much, so much you can do.
Right. It's tough. If you got a buddy with you, sometimes they can record.
Also, coming up next year, some of us are going to have the chance to experience the new supposed restrictions on the non-real ID travel. Remember, they've been trying to scare people for years, saying, if you don't have the real ID, you won't be able to fly, which is a lie. I, you know it's a lie because they allow people to fly who have no ID whatsoever.
Exactly.
So what they're going to do is they're going to maybe have you jump through some extra hoops, maybe you get a special pat-down, or you'll have to answer questions, or who knows what they're going to do. But I don't believe for a moment that they're not going to let people fly that don't have real ID. They're just trying, they're lying to try to get people to get the real ID.
Well, it's getting to where, you know, the POTUS 2020 election cycle's coming up, and they're going to put on a show. And I don't know if they – I don't think they understand. People are sick of the show, man. It is just – yeah, man, just give me a SpaceX ride for 40 minutes to get me Australia. Boom. They can suck it. I'm going to space. The government's not invited.
Thank you, Ernie. I hope that you make your next flight. Good luck. Otherwise, you just might.
And we're bringing a disco.
Yeah, you might just have to move to New Hampshire if you can't get out of here. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Yep. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, we'll be going to that here hopefully in a little bit. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J.,
and Steven Zeiler.
Also want to say thank you to Cleo Cat, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier.
Yay!
Cleo Cat contributing $10 a month. Yeah, thank you, Cleo Cat. $10 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program. No, we only ask for $5, so Cleo Cat's going above and beyond that, doing $10. So thank you double for that. Definitely appreciate it. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you can send $5 a month, or her case, his case, I'm not sure. In the Cleo Cat's case, they're doing 10. So if you want to help us out, it makes a big difference. It helps us get on new radio stations. We've got over 200 stations currently that air the show at various times throughout the week. And we could have more. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And the AMP program helps us do that. So please join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card or Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Barry. He's calling us from New York. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. Today, between 12 and 2 Eastern Time, the second hour of the Tom Chiodo Show in WRCN in Long Island, they had recordings of Trump, how he stole the election. He spent $8 million and stole Hillary's schedule. Each city she was going to speak at before she would arrive, Trump sent misinformation to each city to make her look ridiculous.
Well, do you think he had to make her look ridiculous?
That's awesome.
Yeah, he spent $8 million. The guy has recordings of it, and he stole Hillary's schedule. Each city, the itinerary, wherever she was going to go, and sent disinformation.
Well, I don't know if that's a secret. I mean, it's probably public.
You know, the big problem with her schedule was there weren't enough stops on it.
What do you mean by that?
She didn't go to some key places.
She famously didn't go to the places she lost.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to spend to get a schedule. $8 million. He says it on TV, too.
Well, I don't know if I
believe
him.
Well, first of all, maybe that's a lot of money to you, but like, think about the amount of money that a billionaire is going to make on becoming the president. Like,
yeah, that's an expensive gig. $8 million to become president.
I don't know.
No. I think what you're missing is that
jump change.
He's already made so much more money than $8 million from his interests and his future interests, having been the president of the United States?
Well, first of all, I also don't believe what Barry is saying here, because Barry is changing his name. He is not. That's not actually what his name is. He's called the show before from like a mental ward and from a jail cell. At least this is what he claims. We never know what the actual truth is with this guy. He always claims to have recordings. There's like a YouTube channel he likes to promote that he didn't get to in this particular case, but where you can listen to like 4 hour long, just exhaustingly boring recordings of this guy and
sounds like fun.
Whatever else. And so,
well, I mean, it's probably not even a secret that Trump got Hillary's schedule and followed her around. Like,
right, but you don't have to pay for it. It's posted publicly. Politicians want you to know where they're going.
Yeah, usually they want people to show up, so they'll advertise that.
Yeah, and Trump doesn't have to make Hillary look bad. That was what he said the reason was that he stole her schedule.
Yes. It was everywhere. It's just everywhere she went.
Great,
she
otherwise.
Looked bad every single place she went.
All she has to do is open her mouth.
But it wasn't her fault. It was all these people who were preceded with negative energy. Just wasn't her putting that out into the environment.
I guess thanks for the call, Barry, I think. The toll-free number again, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we were talking earlier in the show tonight before we ended up on the TSA, which, of course, we can talk about anything. You can take control of the airwaves here. About Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. I know there's some cool stuff going on with AnyPay that we touched on some of while we had you guys on the show over the weekend when we were all together at the crypto conference, the NH Blockchain, or rather the Free State Digital Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference.
Yeah,
bit of a mouthful, but it's a great conference. And did you guys have a good time?
It's definitely the Free State's and New England's best Bitcoin conference. Hands down.
So refreshing. I felt so free being on that property.
Wasn't it a cool place?
Wow. I took some video, so some of the listeners can check that out.
Where will that be posted?
TheDerekJ.com. So
will it also be at freekeen.com?
Yeah. I'll
Derek J's most professional recording ever. It's like...
Wait, what?
It's like the highest quality.
I got a new camera, and I have a gimbal.
Equipment and everything. It's like
you've got that, like... is it called a gimbal? Is that the name of what those things are? The Steadicam, basically?
It's like major cinema quality.
Yeah, it looks really good. So
those
you'll be seeing
so
it on freekeen.com. Ian's in the video.
I've got to get one of those.
You like Ian?
You need to.
Watch the video.
Like, I would never want to use my phone to record things unless I had something like that, because it would make it look
it
so much better.
It instantly makes it way better.
You're going to be impressed.
Oh, I bet. So wait, is the video
up
yet?
It's coming. We've come a long way
since this conference was awesome.
The conference was awesome.
Yeah, it was. And it was so small and intimate, and I got to say that's one of the things that makes it a great conference, because it's so limited in its size. It was basically, I'm going to call that a sellout, because...
And everyone was a heavy hitter, too. I mean, everyone I was talking to was deeply involved with something. And
not true. I ran into somebody.
There was a nobody?
nobody was there, but... But I ran into one person who was, like, basically brand new.
Yeah, there were a number of brand new people.
And that's true. You know, some people had raised their hand for some really...
It's like 20%.
Elementary questions. It was like...
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well, there were enough people that
but
were
like
heavy hitters that it was like...
were really, really hardcore.
I was amazed at the conversations that could be had at this conference, because there were people who had strong disagreements with one another and yet could be civil and have these discussions and learn new things.
He did have a range of speakers, which was good.
One of them went up there and said, all of you are about to be broke because your bitcoins are going to be worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which Bitcoin?
And that, and that libertarians are dumb, and they're not going to listen to
him. Who is
this? This is the guy who's correct.
The emperor of Bitcoin.
I don't know who this one is. Who's the emperor of Bitcoin?
Well, you'll have to find out. You'll have to look him up. The emperor of Bitcoin. How can you not know?
I missed that one. I mean, like, I wasn't watching any of the speeches.
This is a guy. This is the guy who introduced me to Bitcoin.
Really?
Long ago when I lived in Austin. And we were all into silver and gold and Austrian economics there. And then we had this club. And then he was like, actually, Bitcoin. Hmm. And we all abandoned everything else and became obsessed with Bitcoin ever since.
And then you got a job with Ripple at some point, right?
That was years later.
Later.
When I decided finally I needed to only work for Bitcoins and find the coolest crypto company. And that's when I found Ripple. There were only a few that were... that were any good back then.
Okay. I was gonna say, I don't know if they're the coolest crypto company, but maybe at the time.
No, they were really cool back then. It was called OpenCoin. And they're still really cool compared with like normal companies.
Good to know. I didn't have any of the Ripple up until probably earlier this year. I finally did get a little bit of it.
Did you get to use it for anything?
Nope. How would I do that? It's like a banker coin, right? Like, what are you going
to
do with
it? You can transfer it to anyone else.
I know that AnyPay had it for some amount of time, but I believe it was removed, correct, from the AnyPay platform?
Yeah, we don't need that.
People weren't using it.
There are different networks of people who do use it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not for consumers, really. Right. But you can transfer value on it really quickly, which is similar to some other people who are trying to make gold transfer around really quickly with Stellar.
Right. And then, of course, you guys have the AnyPay gold thing that you just introduced to me over the weekend. So we can talk about that coming up here. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. You know, we were talking earlier about the number of millionaires in the world, which is estimated to be 46.8 million millionaires globally. Now, with only 21 Bitcoins coming out by the end of the whenever Bitcoin stops its run, which is supposed to be in like 2140, I think was the estimated time for that.
Yeah.
That at that point, there's going to be even more millionaires. As they point out here at the story from BeanCrypto.com, with the current trend, the number of millionaires could grow to almost 63 million by 2024, so in just another 5 years' time. An infinite supply of money and the ticking time bomb of $246.5 trillion in global debt.
How much?
Made all of this possible.
It's in the hundreds of trillions?
In global debt.
Yeah, but that's a lot.
Hundreds of trillions, yeah.
Wow.
The U.S. Federal Reserve has been printing money like there's no tomorrow. Since just September, the Fed has injected more than $210 billion into the economy.
The amount of debt is equal to like 150 billion Bitcoins.
But I'm glad you're good at the math in your head, because I couldn't have done that.
It's like 150 billion bitcoins.
Which there are
246 trillion, you mean?
That's
dollars?
That's the amount of debt?
Yeah.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about the latest Facebook so-called cryptocurrency plans. Plus, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. If you want, we've also got some updates on the horrors of socialism in Venezuela. And, Derek, I haven't even asked you what you've got.
Yeah, I've got a good one.
We'll find that out coming up as well. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half, without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back in your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.